Well, good day, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-County. This day, I have with me Anil Chalish. Did I get that right, Anil?
Yes.
Okay. An exchange student from Istanbul, Turkey. He's come to Jerseyville Community High School. Is that your senior year, Anil?
It's my senior year in America, yes.
Yes. So, how has it been? How have you been getting along here in Jerseyville?
It is really different and really good experience for me. I'm really glad that I got here, Jerseyville.
Yes. Did you tell me a little bit about the exchange student program? So you must have had good grades so you could come over here.
Yes.
You must have been a good student.
Yes.
Okay.
And my exchange program is a scholarship program. So not everyone can get this scholarship. Only like from Turkey, like 40 or 35 students. So there are many exchange programs. Mine is I have a scholarship, I mean. So I got here for free. So yeah, you must have really good grades and some extracurricular activities and stuff.
So did you get to pick where you want to go to?
Not in my program because I have a scholarship.
Okay.
But in some other programs, yeah, you can choose which states you want to go or which country you want to go.
Uh-huh.
But you have to pay extra.
I see. Anil, had you ever been to the States before?
No, this was my first time.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit what it's like in Turkey. Like at your high school, did you have a high school? What's Istanbul like?
Istanbul is really different from Jerseyville because Istanbul is the biggest city in Europe right now. I will say like 18, 19 million people right now.
Mm-hmm.
And about high school, every high school is different in Turkey, which is kind of sad, but because we had to take a test in eighth grade, like SAT, and based on that score, we can go to high schools.
Okay.
My high school is pretty good, like second best public high school in Turkey.
Okay.
It is different. We don't get to choose our own classes.
You do not?
We do not.
Okay.
Which is kind of hard for us. So we have to study for all the classes out there. And my high school actually has 5 years. So actually I'm a junior this year, but this is kind of different. So I became senior in America.
For those that are listening, tell us a little bit about where Turkey's located. On the map, where's it at?
Yeah, Turkey is like a bridge between Europe and Asia. Some people call it Eurasia. It's Eastern Europe, mm-hmm. Next to Balkans, and west of Middle East.
Okay, in the Middle East, basically.
Yes.
Right next to the Middle
yes.
East.
Yes.
Syria next to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know. Probably when you got accepted to come over, you probably got excited and you probably had some expectations. Okay. Now tell me this, what was the difference between your expectations and what really happened? Okay. Like what were you thinking? And what like, whoa, I didn't know this was going to happen. Tell
yes.
us.
I was expecting to grow a big city. I mean, I grew up in a big city.
Yes.
So I'm kind of used to this. And yeah. I wanted to go actually California, which is kind of my childhood dream.
Uh-huh.
Then I learned I was coming to Jerseyville. I was like, yeah, it's going to be a different experience than I thought. And I was thinking about like, I can ride the bus on my own, but no public transportation here.
Oh, ride the bus?
Yeah, yeah. Which was really big culture shock for me.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, pretty much this is what was I expecting before uh-huh. I got here.
Have you met some friends here?
Yes, I really have really good friends here.
Yes. So is there anything that I know you thought it was going to be a bigger city. It's not, it's pretty small. In this small town, what have you liked about the small town?
I think I like how people are really close to each other. Everyone knows everyone, which is can be like kind of scary thing.
Yeah.
But also a good thing too. I would say almost everyone knows me, so it makes it easier to connect with people.
Uh-huh.
And the people are really friendly.
Yeah.
In a big city, maybe they wouldn't be this friendly.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you get a chance to play any sports?
I did wrestling for winter, yes.
When you wrestled, had you ever wrestled before?
No. This was my first time.
How'd you do?
I was okay, I would say. Okay. I got the worst, but then. But yeah, it was really fun. Like, I've been looking for experience, for fun.
Uh-huh.
I really liked it. And maybe I will keep doing wrestling when I go back to.
What's a sport you played back in high school?
In Turkey, right?
Yes, in Turkey.
I did soccer. I did volleyball.
Okay.
For school teams. And for like on my own in a club, I'm doing some martial art called Krav Maga.
Okay.
And that's all for high school.
But did you play? You get a chance to play soccer here?
No, I did not.
No.
I really miss playing soccer though. Oh. Yes.
We talked just a little bit, and you said you were kind of excited about playing American football.
But yes.
You didn't get to do that either.
Yeah, I didn't get to do that.
No.
That was sad.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about you, where you come from as far as your family. Do you come from a big family?
My family, no, it's not a big family. I have many uncles and aunts, though, but it's just me, my sister, my dad, and my mom.
Let me see. In Turkey, in Istanbul, what's a typical day for you in Istanbul?
Oh, it's really... let's talk about school days.
Yeah.
I wake up at 5.
5 in the morning?
Yes, because my high school is almost 2 hours away from my house.
2 hours?
Yes, that's kind of crazy.
That is crazy.
Yes. And I had to ride the public transportation because I cannot drive. I had to be 18. And I wouldn't drive, actually, because of the traffic. It's crazy. I wouldn't be able to go there in 3 hours, maybe.
Oh, okay.
So I ride like 5 different public transportation just to go to school.
5 different buses?
Minibus, metro bus, sometimes metro, then ferry. I actually change continents to go to school someday.
Oh, my
goodness. I go to Asia and come back to Europe with ferry. It's kind of crazy.
Wow.
Yes.
So this is really easy compared to that.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
I mean,
I'm just riding the bus.
So. Yeah, you just ride the bus. Okay. So in your classes at Istanbul, are they similar to the U.S. classes or Jerseyville's classes or what?
No, it is completely different. First of all, like, we never change our classes. Like, they assign you a class, let's say.
Assign you a room?
Yes. Okay. Let's say 12A.
Yeah.
You're going to sit there whole year.
The whole year?
Yeah, with the same friends. It doesn't change. And
do you get different teachers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, for example, like, students, we don't travel, the teachers travel.
I see.
Yes.
Do you like this other way better, where we go from class to class?
I will say this is, yeah, I like American system more because you get to become friends with, not just with your grade, but like, in my case, I have lost many friends in junior grade, sophomore, freshman. So this is kind of, I think this is better.
Okay. I know you've developed friends at your peers' age. How about adults? How do adults treat you? Are they nice to you?
Yeah, everyone is nice to me. Like, I'm really glad.
Uh-huh. How is the culture different?
Culture difference?
Yeah, how are we a little different than Turkish people?
I will say... Turkish people are, I wouldn't say friendly, but like more physical, I will say. Like, we like hugging and stuff, you know, yeah. Kissing each other.
They like to hug and kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah. More
like intimate, maybe. Uh-huh. Close. For America. But other than that, we're basically the same, I will say.
Okay.
But there are some differences.
How about the expenses? Okay. I mean, how expensive is it to live in Turkey compared to how expensive it is to live here in Jerseyville?
This is a hard question to answer because in Turkey, we have a really high inflation rate right now.
Well, we got one here too.
I mean, ours is probably like 80% for something, 100%. Like,
for example, a gallon of gas. What's a gallon of gas in Istanbul?
I cannot keep track of it.
Is it?
It is changed almost every day.
Is it right now, it's like $4. So what would it be in Istanbul? Just guessing.
I have not. I will say close to 100 so or so.
100?
For a liter.
100.
We don't use gallons. We use liters. Right. I don't know how many liters is a gallon.
It's 4 liters is a little bit more than a gallon. Okay.
It might be. And we're not using dollars, by the way. We're using Turkish liras. And $1 is equal to 32 Turkish liras right now. When I got here, it was 25. So
okay,
the inflation rate is just going up. But in America, it is actually cheaper than Turkey. I'm not saying it's cheap, but it is cheaper than Turkey. I can get some fast food for like even $5. So I'm really glad. In Turkey, if I want to have lunch outside, I have to spend at least $200 to fill the food, you know?
Uh-huh. I got you. Now, speaking of food, what is a favorite dish that you're missing from Turkey?
Almost everything.
Almost everything?
Yes. I will say Turkish dishes, like food culture in Turkey, is one of the best food culture in the world.
Really?
Yeah. It's real similar to...
Well, because you grew up there, right? You got used to it.
Yes, but I still think it...
Okay, well, tell me something. Tell me a dish.
Baklava, for example. That is Turkish, actually. Baklava.
Yeah.
Kebab.
A kebab?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love
that's,
kebab.
That's Turkish?
That's Turkish too, yes. And there are some other foods that probably don't have in America. I will say chi köfte, lahmacun, sulgulma, künefe.
Yeah, I haven't heard of those.
Yeah.
Do you eat much beef, or do you eat pork or lamb?
Oh, we don't eat pig. We don't eat pig.
You don't eat pig?
We don't have many pig foods because the majority is Muslim. That means they're forbidden to eat pig.
Do you eat beef?
Yes.
Okay.
So everything is like beef and chicken.
Okay. When you get out of the city, I'm sure the city's busy, it's high rises and all that, you know. But when you go to the country, if you get out of the city, what's that like? Is it desert? What is it?
I will say we have everything. So when you go north, it's just forests, mountains. When you go south, it's just like the sea, the mountains again. When you go east, it's more like a desert, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a little bit of everything.
I don't know where Istanbul is actually located. Is it in the middle?
It is in the northwest. It is like, actually, Istanbul is in two continents.
Mm-hmm.
So half of Istanbul is in Europe, which is where I'm from. And half of it is in Asia. And there's a bridge between them. Which is, I think we're the only city in the world.
Yes.
Which is located in two different continents.
Right. I think I was reading somewhere where it goes back like, how many years? I mean, before biblical times, right?
Oh, Istanbul? Yes. It's one of the probably oldest
like cities. 8,000? Is it like 8,000?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Turkish people had... Istanbul since 1453. Before that, it was Constantinople. Before that, it was Byzantium. So many empires just took over the Istanbul.
Being surrounded by all the seas you get a lot of fish. Do you eat a lot of fish dishes, or do you go fishing, or do you get out in the ocean at all?
Yes, we don't have ocean, but they do fish. I don't fish that much.
Okay.
I will say. Yeah, or like for Turkey, tourism is really important economic.
It is?
Yes.
Why would I go to Turkey? If I want to do a vacation in Turkey, where am I going and what am I doing?
First of all, everyone visits Istanbul, that's for sure, to see the historical places and different continent, the bridge just across different continents. They go... south to go to one of the best beaches in the Mediterranean.
Okay, so I'm going to be going to beaches?
Yes.
And then what else am I going to do? I'm not going snow skiing. right?
You can, yeah. You we have snow too. We have everything almost.
You have snow skiing?
Yes.
Okay.
It's mostly northeast or northwest.
What else is there to do?
There's a place called Cappadocia. There are hot balloons everywhere. Hot balloons.
Hot balloons.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you've seen the picture of it.
Oh, yes, I have, now that you mention it.
Yes.
So, and you can ride balloons up?
Yes.
All right. Have you did that?
No, I didn't do that.
No, you didn't do
Not
that.
Yet.
Not yet.
But yeah, when you live in Turkey, you just say, yeah, I'll go later. But now.
Let's see.
And you go to Turkey just to try the food.
To the food?
Yeah.
So many good places to eat.
That's true.
All right.
So many good street foods, corn.
You know, what's it like living in Turkey as far as, is it safe? Do you feel threatened at all? Or is there a lot of political unrest? What's that like in Turkey?
Unfortunately, we have lots of political unrest right now. I will say it depends where you live to, which city are you in, or are you in a big city or a countryside? I'm just going to talk about Istanbul.
Okay.
For Istanbul, it depends the district too. Some districts, I wouldn't walk there at night, but my district is safe. So it, and when you go east of Turkey, there might be more dangerous than the west. Okay. So, yeah. You got to choose city carefully, and you got to know what you're doing.
Do you consider Turkey a free country? I mean, are you free to do what you want?
But legally, yes.
Legally?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. But right now, no.
No.
No. There's so many political issues. So
do you have to watch what you say?
Yes, definitely.
Well, what could happen if you say the wrong thing?
You might go to jail. I had some friends who just criticized our president and has to go to jail.
You got thrown in jail?
Yep.
They still in jail?
No, they got out. Yes.
They learned their lesson. Don't say anything against the president.
It's not that bad, but like, yeah, you got to be careful what you're saying and who you are criticizing.
What is the big thing that you've experienced in Jerseyville, in America, that you really like and you think, oh man, this is great?
Like, I'm jealous, kind of. Yeah. I'm jealous of 16 years old kids can drive.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
You are?
Yeah, like, I know some sophomores, I have to ask them for a ride. Mm-hmm. They give me a ride and they're like 15.
So you've never drove a car?
I did, but like, I don't have a driving license, so I cannot drive in a big city. I drove in my district, in my apartment complex, or in small towns.
Okay. Are you allowed to carry guns in Istanbul?
No. You have to have a license.
I mean, are there people that do they go hunting, or who do the police carry guns, or what's it like as far as guns go?
Police carry guns.
Police do?
They do. Yes. And we don't hunt in a big city like Istanbul.
But in countryside,
yeah, they do hunt. For example, my grandpa, he hunts wild pigs.
I think okay. Boars. He hunts wild pigs, but he doesn't eat them.
No,
okay.
They just hunt because they're damaging our garden. That's okay. It. Yeah, some people hunt. So I'm not sure about the procedure about carrying a gun. So
do you know? I mean, I just wondered if the citizens could have a gun.
Legally, no, they have to have a license. And I'm not sure about the conditions for license.
It's probably hard to get a license.
Yes. I mean, many people do, unfortunately, illegally. Mm-hmm. So
is there many guns there? Are people getting held up? Is there a lot of bad action going with guns or not? Or do you see them at all? Are you worried about that? I mean, as far as being safe and walking in the areas, do the bad guys have guns, or do they just have knives or clubs, or what do they have?
They have guns. Yes,
they have guns.
Yeah. Okay.
So they exist. They're floating around.
Yeah, legally they're not supposed to, but they can get guns illegally. By illegal ways and stuff, and they do have guns. And again, it depends which district you're living in. So there's a district not close to my house, but you know, I can go there in like in an hour, which is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So
are you have you got homesick yet?
No,
you're not homesick.
I mean, yeah, I'm so between. I don't know what I'm feeling. I have like 52 days left.
Okay.
I don't want to go home, but I miss my city. Yeah, I realize, yeah, like it made me realize I love big cities.
Okay.
Yeah, because I grew up there. I like to have fun because we have so many options. Like you don't get bored in big city. Yeah. And you meet new people every day. So yeah, I miss my city. But I don't want to leave too.
Yeah.
I want to go New York maybe, or California, San Francisco.
Now, do you have an opportunity when school's over? Do you got to go right back to Turkey? Or could you do a little traveling if you wanted to?
No, because my visa is going to get expired. So I have to go to Turkey. And based on my visa, I have to stay in Turkey for 2 years. Like, I won't be able to come back to America.
Okay.
But unless I go to college in America.
Okay.
Which is my plan.
Oh, you're going to go to college in America. Yes, try to.
I will try to, yes.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming in today. Enjoyed it. Do you have anything you want to add to this interview before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I wanted to thank you first for inviting me here.
You're welcome.
Yeah, making me have this experience, you know. It was really good. And I want to thank everyone in Jerseyville for being so friendly to me and everyone. Yeah.
All right. Well, you are welcome. Everybody, I'm sure, is enjoying your stay here. And
yes, I will really miss here.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in, and we'll see you around. And you have a great the rest of your 52 days. Enjoy
thanks.
Yourself. All right. Thank you.